On episode 139, we look at the U.S. soccer nomination process. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. On this episode, we are looking at the U.S. soccer nominating process for U.S. soccer elections. Now, in civic elections, a candidate goes and fills out the paperwork, they register to become a candidate, and as long as they meet the qualifications, they are put on the ballot. That is not the case in U.S. soccer elections. A candidate must get 3 nominating letters, but these letters have to come from certain organizations or individuals. So you could be one of millions of registered players. You could be one of thousands of American soccer clubs, and you don't have the ability to nominate or vote for any of these candidates. Instead, that right has been reserved for a select group of U.S. soccer members. And some of these members are state associations. And I've heard of candidates who are reform-minded, progress-minded candidates who want to see U.S. soccer improve. And they have gone out, they have tried to get nomination letters, they have tried to go through the process, this convoluted process that protects status quo and those in power. And one of the things that we see is that these state associations, for example, are afraid to make enemies of the federation. This culture of fear has to change in order for us to make progress. Thanks for listening. Until next time.